pet lovers, welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern, and this is our summer 2025 show. I have a special guest with me, and we're going to talk about some great tips for how to keep your dog and your cat safe in the heat. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to our summer 2025 show. I have a special guest today. I'd like to welcome Mark Munter. He is my producer, and he is a sometimes guest on some shows, and I'm so excited to have him on Best Bets for Pets to talk about all things summer to keep your pet safe and healthy during the summer. Welcome, Mark.
It sure is hot here.
It is very hot.
Well, we're in Florida. It's hot all year long, but it's especially hot now.
It seems like summer is coming earlier and earlier. And the key thing is pet lovers need to be prepared and need to know certain things, you know, of what to do during the summer because it is hot. And a lot of times people don't keep safety rules in mind for their pet. I mean, obviously, don't travel with your dog during the summer unless you have to. If it's just a local drive and you're taking your dog for a car ride, it's too hot.
It's hot. So, I mean, if your dogs or your cats can stay in the air conditioning, that's always best for them. But I know dogs like to get out and, you know, like to be active. So, you know, if you're taking them to the dog park or the beach, you have to be prepared.
Definitely. And what is the rule for putting your dog in the car? You should never leave your dog in the car without air conditioning while you're driving, of course. Don't leave the air conditioning on and your car on when you're not in the car. That's another no-no. And what is the rule for heat stroke for dogs?
It can get to like 130 degrees in like 3 minutes in your car. So you definitely ever don't want to leave your dog in a parked car, even with the windows cracked. And if you have your air conditioning on in the car, I mean, two things can happen. The air conditioning could shut off when you're not there, and then it's hot like an oven in there. Or your dog could decide to drive your car away.
That's true. I've heard of those horrible accidents happening. So just be really cautious. And for some reason, if you must travel with your dog, and this happened to me once when I was traveling years ago across country, I had to go to the restroom and I was traveling with my dog and there was nothing else I could do. I parked in the shade, put the windows down. I was literally, and it wasn't that warm out, and I was in and out in 1 minute. I think people thought I was crazy because we ran into the restroom place. Let me use the restroom. Okay, gotta go. Rush. And this lady looked at me as, what the hell's your problem? And I just said, dog in the car. She was like, oh, cool. So that's an extreme example, but you get the picture. Don't put your dog in the car. If it's hot for you, imagine wearing a fur coat and worse because dogs don't sweat like we do. And then that's what your dog is dealing with. Enough said. So let's talk about how to keep your dog from getting heat stroke. And these tips are from Lorraine Rhodes, who is the Director of Health and Safety for Dogtopia. We're going to be mentioning these tips throughout the show. Wonderful tips for keeping your dog safe for the summer. So how do you keep your dog from getting heat stroke? One, always make sure your dog has access to fresh water and shade to stay cool. Make sure that you're keeping an eye on your dog. The signs of heat stroke are excessive panting, rapid heartbeat, drooling, weakness. And remember, your dog can exhibit these symptoms and have heat stroke in a flash during this hot summer times. At best, keep your dog indoors.
You got to pay attention. Like, even if you're walking your dog, You can't just like be on your phone and, you know, looking around. I mean, you have to watch your dog and see if he has any of those signs. I remember years ago we were walking Mr. Zeus and he was a black dog. And I looked down and I saw that he was panting and he wanted to sit down. So fortunately, we had water bottles with us. So I wet his head down and his fur down to cool him off. And so you really have to pay attention.
And speaking of paying attention, also, this is very, very important. And this is something that even the most well-educated dog lovers forget about, their paws. So here's a rule of thumb. If the temperature is above 85 degrees Fahrenheit, be cautious about pavement temperatures. One way to test, take your foot and put it on the pavement or put the back of your hand on the pavement. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your dog. Walk your dog on the grass. If your dog must go to the dog park, go to the dog park early in the morning when it's the coolest or at dusk.
I know. We go to these art shows, these art festivals and craft shows, and I see all these people walking their dogs on hot pavement. First of all, you shouldn't bring your dog to one of these anyway because they're all the way up down on the floor and you have all these giant people walking by. It might be frightening for them, but the pavement is hot. You know, I feel so bad for these dogs, but you know, you can't confront people as, you know, when you're walking around. So, I mean, anybody that goes, either don't bring your dog or walk on the grass.
Well said. I absolutely agree. So we're talking, you know, about dog safety and so forth. This is one of the products that I love to have on hand because when you least expect it, injuries happen, cuts happen. So this is a true story. Mr. Nicky once, while we were moving, and it was during a weekend, a late Saturday or Sunday, of course, when the vet's not available, and Nicky's nail just ripped off. Now, Nicky was a little Havanese dog. He's in doggy heaven now, but his entire nail just ripped off. And it's bleeding and bleeding. And what do? You can't just put a Band-Aid on it. You know, the thing that you need to have is Clotit. It is a great product. It's C-L-O-T-I-T. It's been around for years. And what it does is if your dog is bleeding, it's a powder that absorbs the blood and keeps the injury from getting infected. I mean, I love it. It's also good for any kind of a cut or scratch until you can get to the vet. You can, you know, check and see if it looks too dangerous of a cut. Of course, go to your vet right immediately. But if it's something that is not going to get infected, it's just an irritation and it's bleeding, Clotit is the best way to stop the bleeding and keep the open injury, you know, safe.
You know, I used that on myself one time.
I cut myself.
And I'm thinking, oh, how am I going to get this to stop? Because it was like on my finger and it was like really bleeding. And I remembered we had the Clotit for the dogs. I thought, well, if it works for them, it could work for me. And I put it on. It stings a little bit, but it worked. So it works for all of us.
Definitely, it's one of my favorites to always have on hand. I've also heard you can use black pepper, but I don't know 100% about that. I've used it once or twice. I like Clotit. And you can find it wherever you find pet products. Mark, do you travel with your pet a lot?
We traveled with the dogs when they were alive, and it depends. Mr. Zeus was not a good traveler. He used to sit behind the front seat, and he wouldn't even look out the window. He did not like to be in the car. But Mr. Nicky was a good traveler. He would sit on the back seat. He liked to look out the window, and he didn't jump around. He just enjoyed the ride. He was a good traveler, so you could take him anywhere.
You know, Airbnb has released a spring trends report. And, you know, it's still spring, even though summer is technically weeks away. And there are so many people that travel with their pets. They don't want to leave their furry plus ones behind. And you'll never guess the top trending and pet-friendly destinations for travel on Airbnb. Brazil, Ubatuba. Am I saying that right?
Ubatuba.
Ubatuba, Brazil. And that's a great place for beach-loving pups. Again, remember the heat. Gulf Shores, Alabama. I've heard a lot about Gulf Shores, Alabama recently. A lot of coastline that is very pet friendly and beautiful beaches. And it's kind of an untapped area.
But if you're traveling with your dog in the United States, you know, going to Alabama is not too bad. I mean, if you're close enough to drive. But the other place is you have to fly and you have to be willing to take your dog with you. And hopefully you'll have them on the seat next to you. So you're going to have to buy a separate ticket for your dog.
Definitely something to think about. But our folks that are already in Brazil listening know that Ubatuba, Brazil is a nice destination. And we do have plenty of listeners in Europe. And Amsterdam, Netherlands is also a wonderful dog-friendly location. So if you're traveling, those are the top trendy places. So let's talk about sunburn since we're talking about the heat. Did you even know dogs could get sunburn?
Okay, yes, I did know dogs can get sunburn. So you have to be really careful, especially light-colored dogs and, you know, really short-haired dogs.
I've heard that too. And I also know that during the, you know, warm times of the day, and the warmest temperatures are generally between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So during those times, it's best keep your dogs inside. You know, if your dog's used to being outside, or if your dog's an in-and-out dog, make sure if they are outside that they have an area that is very shaded, because dogs can get sunburn just like humans. And if they're especially short dogs or thin, light-colored fur. So if you have a short-haired white dog or light-colored dog, those dogs are more prone to sunburn than, say, maybe a poodle or, well, poodles are short, standard poodle or a dog with a lot of fur, like a border collie or a husky. Those dogs are less prone to getting sunburn, but dogs with a lot of fur are more prone to heat stroke. So find balance, but the most important thing is you're aware that dogs can get sunburn.
Most dogs and cats, you know, they have black noses, but some of them have pink noses, and those will sunburn also. So, you know your pet, you know, and keep them out of the sun.
They make pet-safe sunscreen and pet-safe lightweight protective clothing for your dog.
You can get them a little Gilligan hat or a bonnet.
Yeah, maybe. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our Summer of 2025 show, and my guest today is Mark Winter, my producer. And wow, is he knowledgeable with so many great tips.
He is.
You are, Mark.
Well, I've heard like 10,000 podcasts.
I know. You produce everything, so you are the man of knowledge. So let's talk about water safety tips. So water safety is important. You should never leave your dog unsupervised near water. Be careful of rip currents at the beach. Have a life jacket on your dog. Make sure your dog does not drink salt water or consume any beach debris, you know, like seaweed that washes up or anything like that. And make sure you rinse your dog off, because the salt water is very drying and it can dry their skin and lead to irritation.
That's true. And if they like to dig, you know, they might dig up a crab. So, you know, if you see something hanging off their nose, then you know they've been digging in the sand.
Like a crab on their nose?
Yeah, like a crab.
A baby crab, maybe.
Because the crab will, you know, they hide it under the sand. And if your dog's digging, they'll grab right on.
I think you also should rinse off your dog, even if there are dogs swimming in your pool, because chlorine is not good for your dog's skin either.
Yeah, most dogs, I mean, especially if you have like dogs that are natural swimmers, you won't need a life jacket for them. But I mean, always keep an eye on them. But some dogs, you know, are not natural swimmers, and you might want to put a little floaties on them.
Yep. And then they can have some summer cooling too. There's also some people like to get little kiddie pools for their dogs to splash around in for the summer.
Yeah, and you can always put the sprinkler on and, you know, run around on the lawn with your dog. I'm sure they love that.
Oh, yeah. I know Mr. Zeus used to run around after I gave him a bath. He hated the bath. He stood still, just enduring it. I call it a bath, but it was outside with a hose. That's how I washed him. And he stood still, just enduring it. And as soon as I was done, he came alive. And he would just do the zoomies back and forth and shake and have a blast. So, you know, dogs, I don't think they mind being wet. Some mind compared to others, but it's a nice way to cool them down. And speaking of dogs, Four Legs is a woman-owned brand that hires, trains, and educates adults and children in the community who are deaf, hard of hearing, autistic, and or disabled by providing them accessible and really fun work experiences. The founder of Four Legs, Cynthia Murray, is a deaf entrepreneur who understands the challenges of looking for employment and is passionate about helping people and animals. I love this, especially because I have people in my family that are deaf, and so this is near and dear to my heart. And the treat itself is unbelievable. Now, my doggies are in doggy heaven, but I did send some doggy treats to my tester, Chloe, and oh my goodness, oh, did she love them. And also Tilly loved them as well. I know, Mark, you were thinking of trying some because they're human grade, but did you?
No, I'm not trying them.
No.
They might look appetizing, but I'll leave that to the dogs.
Well, this is a cute of how that came about. Cynthia and her partner founded Four Legs All Natural Dog Treats in 2004, and they were inspired to do so after Cynthia adopted her hearing service dog, Odie. And Odie had severe food allergies, and Cynthia couldn't find any treats to, you know, reward his behavior without making him sick. So she came up with Four Legs, which is wonderful. So to find out more, go to fourlegs.com. It is the digit 4, L-E-G-Z.com.
Okay, well, July 4th is coming up. I know it's one of your favorite holidays.
It is. It is. My birthday's near there, but I love, love, love fireworks. I don't love that they make dogs nervous, though, and sometimes cats.
Okay. Well, usually July 4th is barbecue time. So you invite friends and family over and you're having a grand old time out in the yard, cooking up all kinds of stuff. You have to be careful about where you throw bones and things like that, that your dog, if your dog is outside, that they don't snap it up. Especially like corn on the cob, people are done with that. And if they throw it in the garbage, you don't want your dog digging in the garbage because that can really get stuck in their throat and their esophagus. And then you're going to be spending 4th of July at the emergency vet, which is going to cost you a lot. So you don't want to do that.
And it's not fun for your dog, obviously. Also bones, like if you're grilling chicken, chicken bones, chicken wings, just don't. Don't give them to your dog. Get a special treat for your dog, or if you want, grill something without any sauce at all and put a little bit of that in your dog's food. Don't give your dog too much if your dog is not used to it, because your dog will be sick. Your dog will likely be sick one end or the other. So just be cautious and caution your guests to not leave things laying around, especially if your dog is out loose. I think the best bet is to keep your dog in a separate place. This way your dog isn't overwhelmed by all the guests, and the guests are not, you know, inclined to say, oh, let me just give some of this. And there's barbecue sauce with garlic or onion on it, which is not good for your fur babes.
Also, sometimes it's fun if your dog is well behaved and they like people and they don't mind running around, but you still have to watch them, because if they like to like jump up, you know, you don't want them smelling, you know, a steak cooking on the grill, and they want to, you know, get a closer look, and they put their paws up on a hot grill, and then, you know, then they burn their paws. It's like with everything, you have to watch.
Right, they're like kids.
Yep.
They're like toddlers, so you have to always watch them.
And then, of course, nighttime is fireworks time, and your favorite time, but not your pet's favorite time. Even if they're inside, the cats, dogs, they don't like all that loud noise and the firecrackers and everything that's going on in the neighborhood. So the best thing is to try to keep them inside for sure. Don't bring them to a fireworks display.
Never, never. I don't think most places will not allow it. Just keep your dogs away from the fireworks and your cats. Now, where I live, which is in South Florida, I have impact windows, so the noise is not quite as loud, but you still hear it. And I know a lot of people, there's different schools of thought. A lot of pet parents and pet lovers just deplore fireworks. I love them. I don't love that they scare my fur babes, so I do whatever I can to make them more comfortable. So what I'll do is have everything, of course, closed, the windows and everything closed, and I play some soothing music, so that's what they hear. Generally, the loud booms are so muted that it doesn't bother them. But if you can't mute it, you know, you don't have impact windows where you are, keep everything closed, of course, and then play some soothing music.
Or if your pets are used to hearing the TV, if they watch TV with you every night, then you can put the TV on. You can put it on at a loud volume. That'll drown out the fireworks. I know Molly likes to watch TV with us. She likes The Americas is one of her favorite shows. That was on NBC. But you can put on any show that your pets like and just crank up the volume because they're used to hearing that.
And as a special treat for your cats during July 4th, or hey, anytime, is Fluffin' Boots portable mats. So they are very portable. They're very fluffy. They have a mat called Knead It, where cats can go ahead and, you know, do their kneading in the luscious padding. They fold up in half, so they're very easy to travel with. And Fluffin' Boots was named after the two founders' adoptees, and it's the first purpose-driven, cat-centric lifestyle brand, and the products are super premium, they're ethically produced, and their really goal is to optimize feline well-being and comfort, but while at the same time delivering a gorgeous product. They come in several colors. The padding that has the, you know, all the fluffy, furry material is just so cat friendly. Molly already claimed like three for herself. So thank you, Fluffin' Boots, for this sample. They also, Fluffin' Boots, as a pillar of their possum mission, Fluffin' Boots products are made in countries with protections for cats and dogs, and the company also supports women-owned manufacturing partners. How did Molly like the pad?
She didn't want to get off, and the other cats wanted their turn, and she would, like, swat them away. She wasn't moving.
That's Molly. Fluffinboots.com. Now, how many of us traveling or, you know, we're out for the summer and maybe we're home a little more or rolling around with our pets a little more, we have a little bit more free time, are full of hair? So Fur Zapper is always revolutionizing the pet industry in helping with products that really deter fur from clinging to your clothes. So one of the products that I love to have around all the time, not just summer, but especially summer, because it seems like that's the time I get to spend a little more time with my fur babes and, of course, end up full of fur. I think cat fur sheds more than dog fur, but, you know, that's just my opinion. And I'm constantly looking at myself going, you know, where did that come from? I love Fur Zapper. So Fur Zapper has products that make it effortless and it's reusable, they're sustainable, and these are products that really make a difference in minimizing to eliminating fur and dander on your clothes. They have Fur Zapper for your laundry. I love using that. I'm finding a lot more lint and stuff in the dryer when I use it. There's a Fur Zapper glove for furniture. I can't tell you how much gunk I got when I was using the Fur Zapper around the cat trees. And your favorite is the Lint Zapper.
Well, you know, being a musician, I love my black t-shirts. And so especially, you know, we have animals and so there's like fur all over it, you know, like one of our shows covered in pet hair, and that's me. So I'm always covered in pet hair. But, you know, I use the Lint Zapper. And what's good about that is that it's like a sticky paper. So, like, I mean, you can't walk around carrying a lint roller in your pocket. I mean, you look ridiculous. So, but these, they're just a flat piece of paper that you can peel off, and then you can, like, stick them all over your clothes, and it pulls the fur right off.
You can stick on your clothes. I actually use it and wipe my clothes to get all the fur off. And what's great is it's very travel-friendly.
You pat your clothes with them. You, like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The way you described it sounded like putting posties all over.
No, I mean, you could do that too. You might look funny, but.
Might look funny, but yes. But the Lint Zapper is wonderful for getting all that stuff off. And then, of course, being it's summer, not all of us are traveling, especially this year. So a lot of us are doing staycations. And one of the fun parts of a staycation, and I think one of the advantages, is you get to be with your fur babes all day. So what do you want to do with when you have your fur babes? And what do you want to do when they're on your desk and on your keyboard is find a place for them. Mark, you have found something that's great for when Molly wants to step all over your keyboard.
I love this product. It's called the Desk Nest. And it's kind of like what you see on a cat tree. It's like a round like, it's like a bed. I don't know what you would call it, but it's round, but it has a clamp. So you can clamp it onto your desk and it swivels. Your cat can like sit right next to you and curl up and take a nap right next to you if they'll stay there. I know Molly will take a nap and then she'll get up and then she's back on my desk and she's underneath it and she wants to chew wires. But if you train your cat to stay there, it's perfect.
Right. And I love the fact that, yes, it rotates. It also is good for big cats because it holds up to 25 pounds. You can adjust the height. It's super easy to assemble. Take it from me who assembles, then reads instructions. So it was very easy. The design is gorgeous. And it's perfect, not just for your staycations, but if you work from home, if you're a gamer and you might be gaming for 4 hours at a time, 5 hours at a time, or you have your fur babe right next to him. It's for cats, but I think small dogs can fit as well.
And that's great. Dennis loves it because like he's lazy. So he'll hop up, he'll curl up and he's taking a nap and then I'm working and he's out for like a couple hours. And this way I can have him right with me and he can be with me.
Mark, I think there's a ton of tips in our show, and I think they're really going to help a lot of our listeners. One last thing, and I've gotten some emails on this, and I didn't know it was a thing, but cicadas. People have asked if it's okay for dogs to eat cicadas. And again, this is from Dogtopia, and they're expected to be in record numbers this year across the U.S.
I haven't seen any in Florida, and I can't imagine wanting to eat those things.
Well, you, but dogs, you know. So it's important for pet parents to know that they're not poisonous if your dog eats them.
No, they're just disgusting. No,
well, disgusting, but dogs should not consume them in large quantities because cicadas have a hard exoskeleton and that can cause irritation to your pet's digestive system. So if your dog, you know, chomps on one, won't be any harm, but take care. And in all things with summer, keep an eye on your pet. Be aware of the dangers and be prepared. Avoid the areas that are going to cause potential illness or sickness or irritation or any kind of danger to your fur babe. And have a wonderful summer. Anything you want to add, Mark?
No, just stay cool.
Yeah, stay cool. And thank you so much, Mark, for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Anytime.
You're such a welcome guest. I'd like to thank my crew, Nikki and Mr. Zeus in heaven, Doggy Heaven, and then Charlotte, Molly, and Dennis. And of course, everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets, thank you for listening to our summer 2025 show. And thank you to Mark Winter for being a guest today and for the fabulous work he does in editing every show. Thank you so much, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stay cool, all, and remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.